Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, May 7th, 2019. On this day in 1824, Ludwig van Beethoven's Ninth Symphony made its world premiere in Vienna, Austria. The performance was conducted by Michael Umlauf under the composer's supervision. The Berlin Senate is now taking action against the danger posed by Islamist terrorists with a four-pillar model. State Secretary for the Interior Torsten Achmann of the SPD spoke on Monday in the Committee for the Interior about the areas of persecution, prevention, precaution, and preparation. Achmann said during the presentation of a report on the subject that the responsible areas in the state criminal police office had already been significantly expanded for criminal prosecution. The prevention of the radicalization of Muslim youth is an integral part of the ongoing programs. The precautionary measures include the protection of public space through construction. Preparations are large-scale exercises as well as training and further education. Achmann said that the number of Salafists or radical Muslims in Berlin is still around 1,000. Almost half of them are violence-oriented, and out of 130 people, it is known that they had left for war zones in recent years, and 60 of them had returned. Berlin journalist Deniz Yücel accused in Turkey of terrorist propaganda and incitement to hatred will testify at the Tiergarten District Court on Friday. The responsible court in Turkey had ordered in the past year that the German-Turkish journalist can also make his statement in the procedure against himself in Germany. This, quote, provisional interrogation is governed by mutual legal assistance agreements between the two countries. A Berlin judge agreed to confront Yücel with the accusations of the Turkish judiciary and to give him the opportunity to express himself, according to a spokeswoman of the Berlin Criminal Courts. A protocol of the statement will then be sent to Istanbul. There, the next date in the trial against the 45-year-old is scheduled for July 16th. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, the then Turkey correspondent of Die Welt was remanded in custody from the end of February 2017 in the high-security Silivri prison near Istanbul. After the public prosecutor's office presented an indictment against the journalist almost a year later, a court ordered his release. He then left Turkey, where he was threatened with up to 18 years in prison. The trial against Yücel began in his absence in June of 2018. At the outset, the judge refused to acquit him because, quote, of the seriousness of the charges. Yücel had been reporting from Turkey for Die Welt since 2015, and in some of his articles had expressed criticism of the Kurdish conflict and the coup attempt in July of 2016. Turkish President Erdogan described him in a speech as a, quote, PKK representative and a, quote, German agent. At the start of the digital conference, Republica, Federal President Frank-Walter Steinmeier spoke out in favor of a more sensible and civilized debate culture on the internet. In his opening speech in Berlin on Monday, he commented on and questioned on why political debates he experiences on the net, quote, so often tend to become toxic, adding, quote, if we care about the future of this democracy, then we must look together at the political debate culture on the net. The most urgent task is not the digitalization of democracy, but the democratization of the digital. At Republica in Berlin, everyone is addressed when it comes to digital progress. In his passionate speech, Steinmeier appealed to both the strong civil society as well as to politics, and above all, to the platforms, stating, quote, after many words and announcements, after discussion rounds and photogenic politician appointments, it's time that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and company finally assume their responsibility for democracy and put it into practice. Because, quote, as long as the quick lie and the serious news, the verified fact, and the mere opinion, as long as reason and agitation appear indiscriminately one after the other in news feeds, demagogues have it far too easy. Steinmeier then called for, quote, democratic regulations and concrete measures, adding that the public needs crystal clear seals of origin for information, especially when it comes to political advertising. Steinmeier also sees society as having a duty, stating, quote, we must enforce rules better, yes, but above all, the democratic majority must not allow itself to be withdrawn and driven away by the roar of the few. The Republica expects more than 10,000 participants this year. The regional and suburban railway traffic regularly attracts graffiti artists, and railway companies throughout Germany therefore complain of damage, as trains have to be cleaned and are not operational until then. Although the cases of graffiti on trains are declining nationwide, for some railway companies, this is a growing problem. From the perspective of Deutsche Bahn, graffiti focuses on Berlin, Hamburg, Halle and Leipzig, North Rhine-Westphalia, and heavily populated areas in Baden-Württemberg. In the Leipzig area, silver-colored trains are an attraction for graffiti artists. André Stimmel, head of production of the Southeast region, says graffiti cases in the central German suburban railway network areas are increasing, and that perpetrators go to the vehicles in groups, and the main targets are trains in parking facilities and turnaround stations. Last year, the amount of graffiti-damaged areas at Deutsche Bahn increased by around 8% to 20,100. The federally owned company not only includes graffiti on trains, but also on stations and walls. The cost of graffiti removal therefore amounted to 13 million euros. The total damage caused by vandalism and graffiti is estimated by the railway at 38 million euros. According to the federal police in Germany, as far as graffiti, especially on trains, is concerned, the figures are declining. In 2018, 7,819 cases were registered, more than half of them in the S-Bahn traffic, around 4,170. In 2017, there were still about 8,300 cases. In 2016, about 8,360. Unauthorized graffiti is considered damage to property. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.